Time for the business news. Ko taku hoa e nai nei, ko Nona Peltier. Before we get down to the business of business, Nona, what did you have for lunch today?
Pasta carbonara.
Oh, that sounds posh. Did you make it yourself?
Yes.
Okay. High five to you then. All right. A critic of the four biggest banks says this latest round of results points to excessive profits.
That's right. And we're talking about Sam Stubbs. He's the managing director of Simplicity. That's the fund manager that manages a number of KiwiSaver accounts as well as other monies. And, he says he's not very impressed. He says that the big banks, the ones we heard from recently, which was the BNZ, Westpac, and ANZ, they're taking New Zealand consumers for a ride. He says they're margins, this is the margins that they make on lending and so on, far outstrip those of their Australian parents. And he's saying that the best solution is for the government, I guess, to beef up Kiwi Bank through a partial share float and bring in open banking as soon as possible. And, well, that's great. We've been looking for open banking since 2019. But okay, anytime soon would be great.
And it's interesting, while we're talking about bank profits and how big they are, a growing list of companies are disclosing significant hits to their earnings. What's the reason for that?
The economy. The downturn in the economy, people are just not spending as much. So it's hitting profits. And we're talking about Spark Tourism Holdings. We heard from Air New Zealand recently, PGG Wrightson, a company called Two Cheap Cars, Metro Glass, and another one today, Solutions Dynamics. Now, I have to say, though, I also got a report from Briscoe Group, which is the retailer, Homewares and Rebel Sport. And they made first quarter record sales. So, you know, it's not all one way. Some companies do better than others for whatever reason. But, you know, Briscoe seems to defy gravity when it comes to these things. It is coming up to a mini reporting season. We are going to hear from a lot more companies later this month, the likes of Maine Freight, Fisher & Paykel, and so on. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. It is tough out there. There's no question about that. We know that it is tough for consumers, but it's tough for businesses too.
And on that note, what's been going on the market?
Well, the index fell. That's the top 50 index. It fell 18 points today to 11,783. That's in line with what we're seeing in Asia. There's a lot of, you know, not sure about which way the wind is blowing when it comes to interest rates. That does affect the markets in some way. The Kiwi is trading at 59.9 US cents, 91.98 Australian, which is like where it's been every day for so long, and 47.97 British.
Thank you, Nona. Nona Peltier there with Business News. Ka kite.